Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. Okay, another short one, I'm afraid. Busy as hell. I'm just amazing. A few changes, Sporting Life Changer website where we import some data, just things that have gone absolutely pear-shaped. But files are out. Ultimate is done. That's out for you. Portugal starts this week, so again, I just advise caution. The racing files have got, there's one game in Denmark tonight football wise, which is the Bromby game, and I've got value in the over 2.5, so back in over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes of that game, or you might want to wait till it gets to even money and then remove your liability on goals. I quite often, how I tend to play these, because somebody asked me, is I let the first goal go in. So let's say you've backed at 2, the goal goes in, it goes down to 1.35, something like that, 1.4. You've then got that time for it to rise back up to 2, where you actually don't need to do anything. You could exit at 2 for no money and no risk. In that time that it takes from the price it resets at to get back to 2, you've got that time for a second goal to go in. Obviously, if a second goal goes in, you've now got 2 of your over 2.5. You can trade that at a much lower price depending on the time in the game. You could leave scratch, you could green it up, whatever. But don't be in such a rush, particularly in the 2.5 market, to scratch your bet. You've got that time when it gets back to 2 from when the first goal goes in. That period where the market's just going to go back to where it was over time, as time decays, and you can you could scratch then. You can just get out and wipe your mouth and move on to the next game. Just enables you to get more profit. You see a lot of these games that goal goes in, then another goal goes in. The theory that goals leads to goals. So that's what I tend to do. I tend to just sit after the first goal and see what happens. And then obviously I can scratch it. And if the second goal goes in, then you can make some real hay. So that's that. I've got some horses today. I've just gone through my process as it was. All I'm going to do is exercise to you, exercise caution. This is what I was doing for you the back end of last year. And then I stopped just because it's quite time consuming, but I've done it this morning. So all the horses, I'm going to put a picture on Twitter. There are 17 selections. Some of them are decent prices. We've got horses 40, 22, 80, 22, 30. Anything you bet here is at your own peril. I am not... one, I cannot commit to do them every day. I will try and do them, but it is time consuming. And two... racing is a long-term game. Somebody emailed me this morning and said, what is it that about a monthly subscription thing? Racing genuinely is not a game to be involved, or I'll join for a month. You either commit and do it because it fits in with your portfolio, or you don't bother at all. It's I'm a better, not a trader. I know the guys who do the pre-race trading and this, that and the other. That's a different game there. They're not putting themselves at risk so much. But with me, I could go on a run of losing 25, 30 points comfortably. So you need to sit and ride it out. So if you do follow any of these, it is purely at your own peril. And I will try and do them every day, but I cannot promise it, which then obviously leads to a day that I might have a good day and you miss winners. So I'm just going to put them up there for interest at the minute. Two I like are in the 1 o'clock Latin Night and Mafia Power. So you could have a small bet on both those, Latin Night and Mafia Power, in the 1 o'clock at Kempton. We got two meetings today, Kempton and Newcastle. Couple of queries also about Austrian games. They're in their playoff stages, Austria, so that's why they're not in the FDD sheets. FDD post regular season games only now, so there's no Austrian games on there because they are into their, whatever you call it, their promotion relegation phases. Okay, that's it from me. So over 2.5 at Bromby, Latin Night and Mafia Power in the 1 o'clock at Kempton, and if you want all the horses, the picture will be on Twitter by the time you've finished listening to this podcast. Everything will be updated as always tomorrow. Just crack on, innit? We're back in the routine now. I've remembered everything I need to do, so we're just now back in. Get up and get it on. Have a great, whatever it is, Wednesday. No, Tuesday, flipping it. I'm useless. That just shows you. Have a lovely Tuesday, and I will be back with you guys tomorrow. I promise you I will get time to do a bit more lengthy reviews, podcasts, throw some recipes in, bit of books, bit of jokes. But at the minute, time is tight. Right, have a great day, and I will speak to you all tomorrow.